Yes, you'd still, may still be referred to that, best I recall.
What about types of wire fences that you have on a farm?
Well, you have what they call field fencing, which is a general fencing used around a farm, you know. Our cattle fencing, which generally is a larger mesh fence than a general fence. And then you have a hog fence, which generally has smaller mesh than either one of the other two. And a lot of cases they will have the bottom strand will have barbed wire to prevent the hogs from rooting at the bottom of the fence. And sometime a cattle fence will be just merely two or three strands of barbed wire stretched across the field.
Before wire fences, what kind of fences did you have around the farm?
Well, we didn't have them in my time, but I remember seeing fences, as they're called, rail fence.
Yeah. What did they look like?
Well, they were just split heart pine, split into rails, and they were stacked at a zigzag angle like this. Where one stack one this way and stack one that way.
Go maybe into the field and then back, kind of like that. Yeah.
It's kind of a zigzag, so you could stack them this way and then you stack them this way as it go along together.
Yeah.
And generally, there was no nails or anything on them.
That's interesting. And when you were talking about a barbed wire fence a minute ago, when you're putting up a barbed wire fence, you have to dig holes for those things. What do you call them? That you dig
post?
Yeah. You have one post or...
What you dig the hole with?
Yeah, what do you call that?
Hole digger.
Post hole digger or something like that? Yeah. Okay. Have you ever seen a fence or a wall that's been made out of loose stone or rock that maybe a farmer has removed from his field?
I have seen them, but...
What do you call those things?
I don't really know what they call them. Particular thing was up a rock wall.
Rock wall or rock fence. Okay. You mentioned when you were talking about your house having a china cabinet. I would assume that most people's best dishes that they use when company comes made out of china. Have you ever seen an egg made out of that or something like that that a person might use to try to get a hen to lay?
Yes, I've seen. Now, back when I was on the farm, there was a farm about a quarter of a mile from where I lived, had about 100 laying hens, and they would buy these plastic-like eggs to put in the nest to attract the hen to lay there.
Yeah. Did they have a name for that thing?
Not that I know of, just a plastic egg.
Have you ever heard it called a nest egg, maybe, or something like that?
Yes, I have heard that, come think of it. I might call it a nest egg.
But as far as you know, the ones that you're familiar with weren't made out of china, but plastic.
No, just plastic. That china one probably for my time.
Okay. What would you use to carry water in, say if you had to go out the well and bring some in?
We just call it a bucket.
And what about that thing that you'd use to milk the cows, and you'd catch the milk in a what?
Milk pail.
Milk pail. Is there a difference between a bucket and a pail?
Not generally speaking, no. We just call them, it's even referred to as bucket sometimes, milk bucket or milk pail.
When you think of bucket or pail, what do you think of them being made of?
Well, generally a milk bucket is made out of has a high content of tin.